Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg. And today's show is the completion of the April 6th show. And my apologies for the last show. But we will just make up for it today. And my contact information for readings is Daisy, and that's spelled D-A-I-S-E-Y 644478 at keen.com. Okay, for our cosmic weather, we could be feeling restless because of the Gemini moon giving us endless distractions. So it can be a very trying time. Venus and Saturn are crossing each other, which means we will not see our heart's desire just yet. This is a delaying cycle for just a little while longer. Mercury is in anxious aspect with Jupiter also, and all of this could be just things really short fuse, nervousness, anxiousness. So now that we're aware of that, we know we counter that by meditating and making powerful affirmations over ourselves. Things will start to gradually change starting today because the sun just entered Taurus. So we had a parade of planets last Tuesday, and we just have to let patience have its work in us right now. It will be worth the wait. Our health tip for today, you can find this information at awakeningfromalzheimers.com. Is vitamin C. And the latest research shows that the benefits for vitamin C is that it promotes collagen production for your hair, teeth, nails, skin, bones, and joints, directly relate to your body to produce collagen. Collagen promotes elasticity of skin and wrinkle prevention. And it also is a really good protective device in the change of seasons and to help with allergies. It boosts your immunity system. It can defeat cancer cells and promote heart health. And for more information on this, again, awakeningfromalzheimers.com. That's my resource. And today's show, like I said, is the sixth show, actually, Life Without Limits. And it is possible. We all have walls or obstacles that keep us from the blessings of God. They basically keep us out of abundant life. And when we confess that we are living behind the walls of fear, failure, pain, people, our past, when we live behind these walls, we're in prison. To live outside of these walls is freedom. God's purpose and plan for us is to live outside of the walls. Jeremiah 29:11. And when you read that, believe that God is saying that to you. Also, 2 Timothy 2:1-3. There are three major walls used by Satan to block us from our good and used by us as limitations. 1, our past. 2, people. 3, our pain. Our past, Satan constantly reminds us of it. It's not God reminding you of your sins, it's Satan. Jesus took away the sins on the cross, and God buried it in the sea of forgetfulness, and we keep bringing things up. People's influence on us, growing up in a dysfunctional home, betrayal, abuse, culture, all affect how we see ourselves. Pain, that could be painful memories or pain in the body. God wants us to stop rehearsing our pain so he can reverse it. So remember, what we focus on, that's what we give energy to be in our life. So we see that these areas affect how we think and how we respond. And we have to understand influence, too. Influence determines how you think. Proverbs says that a person, how that person thinks within, so is he or she. We are influenced about what we allow through our eyes, our ears, and how we speak over ourselves. Life's not about chances, but life is determined by your decisions. What's influencing you? So now's the time to really to be careful and consider decisions, meditate on them, like God says to us, to try the spirits to make sure they're from Him. So when we make emotionally charged decisions, it's 99.99% wrong. And then we get emotionally charged feelings. And we have these planetary aspects right now that are affecting us. And, of course, it's according to degrees, your gravitational pull. Psalm 145, verse 18 and 19. God is close to all who call on Him. All. That word all means everybody. Not what you did. Remember, we don't play the blame game with Him. Sincerely, He wants to fulfill the desires of those who reverence Him. So here's another scripture in the Psalms where He wants to give us the desires of our heart. And when we call on Him, we have an exchange of our natural strengths and abilities and feelings, all of which are human, of course, and limited, but God's unlimited power will help us to overcome all these things. And God is a supernatural God, and He gives us supernatural blessings. And remember the big five forces that drive us: blame, depression, inferiority complex, rejection, and fear. We need to be in God's presence, which gives us His grace to overcome. Our focus for 2018 is to focus on what we can control and to let go of things we cannot control. So let's take some calls here and see what's limiting us or what needs to be known. It's Hello, you're on Vicky. The air.
Hello, this is Vicky again.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You good. Need me to look at you?
Pardon?
Look at you, right? You need me to look at you.
Okay.
The first card is the High Priestess. That's secret influences. It's also secret knowledge. It's the High Priestess. And it means that you were a very important person in another life. And with this life you have, and you need to continue to listen because I'm going to talk about body karma. You have body karma, and but you know, if you will start bringing yourself, you've been, and the last card is the Devil, which there's been a lot of negative influence put on you by others, maybe your own self-thinking, or you know, when you're in pain, it's hard to be positive. And
that's true.
But, you know, it really is, and it's very difficult. So. And pain doesn't come from God. And there's something like a destructive energy that's been coming at you. And you need to go to the cross in your meditation. And you need to go behind the cross and look at the stripes on Jesus' back. And in the front of the cross, you want to look at that crown of thorns. That's what removes curses. And you need to keep pleading the blood over yourself. But there, things are going to change for you. They may not feel like it, may not look like it. But God, you know, He likes to come into impossible situations and show Himself. And it may look impossible to you, but it is going to change.
Gosh, I hope so.
Yes.
I hope my health
the
improves.
The Bible says hope makes us not ashamed. There's nothing wrong with hope.
No, there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I just want
we will keep you in our prayers at the church.
I would appreciate that so very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God
bless
you.
Bye-bye.
Father God, there's so much suffering in the world right now, and we need your guidance. We praise you for the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter. We need to be comforted. You know, we're being bombarded with propaganda and negative things, and I know we're in the last days, but we need you. We need you in our lives, and we need to know what's the best thing for each and every one of us. And we praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Okay.
I know, but I want to.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me. Yeah, I can
Hi.
Hear my voice by now. It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to help me out with this thing I was talking to you about Texas. You know what it is.
Okay.
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 All right. Go, girl.
All right, I am. Well, everything's falling into place. And remember, I gave you the cosmic weather that, you know, there's delaying energy still. I thought it would change after the Mercury, and it is. But it starts changing today because the sun went into Taurus, and that's when it's going to change. So start changing
uh-huh.
after today. And we've had all these delays. But your first card is the Ten of Pentacles. That is a legal judgment and inheritance. That's an amount of money given to you, and you are moving. You are moving,
uh-huh.
and
to Texas.
You have a lot of gifts. You've been placed with people. You know, God works through people. He works through his
uh-huh.
children. He works through people. And we all have a ministry. All have a ministry of reconciliation. And you're given to people that really need you.
Uh-huh. I
and
know
because
that.
You have this gift, the
I have
devil,
a healing gift. Yeah.
Yeah, struck your family.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
But that is going to change, and it's changing very quickly here. And there, I got within three. And so that's either weeks, months at the latest. And there's I think you will buy a place. And then you will have
okay.
your family with you.
Okay. Well, I get
when she knows for sure
daughter.
That there's security and safety, you know, when
uh-huh.
she knows for sure, then she won't be so scared.
Yeah, I'm gonna find out some today. Rate in Florida. If a child's
uh-huh.
parent dies, which is my grandson Anthony's father, died, I can get visitation at him. In 2015, Governor Scott passed the bill. I looked it up. Look at that. God just
yeah.
showed me the way. So I can get visitation with Anthony. They can't stop me.
That's right. And see,
okay.
that's the Lord working. Those are things that are beyond
yeah.
our control. We can't change the laws. We can... We can speak out about them. We can talk to our representatives.
Uh-huh.
We can, you know, speak out about it. But and thank God we can do that, because in some countries you can't do that.
No,
I
thank
still
God.
Think
thank
you know,
you,
women
Jesus.
Are better off in the U.S. than anywhere. So
yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that I'm not aware of that you can tell me, and then I'll let you go?
First card says you're getting your heart's desire, and it's got this month in the present line, meaning it begins now, and you're going to know it before this month ends that things are changing.
Okay. Well, God bless
you.
And
you do have a lot to give. You have your last card is the hermit, which is the teacher, the person that counsels and guides, lights other people's paths, and you have a gift of vision, it says, and you know,
yeah.
you're going to be able to express it more now.
I have one little problem. You know that lady you just talked to, Vicky? I'm staying at her house.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
yelling and screaming at me for money, 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 money. Give me money, money, money. Like the last place I left. Why do they do that? I've helped her in so many ways. I've been saving the money. I'm like, I switched her health insurance. I do this for her. I did that for her. And it's like, I gave her
$40, okay, well, you need
$10 a week.
That.
I'm sorry, but
you need to take that into prayer, and you and I will
okay.
too, and ask for peace. Ask for
yeah.
peace.
Oh,
yeah, and
nine more
peace
days.
To, it's hard to be. It's hard to be nice
no,
sometimes
hurts.
When you're in
it's
pain.
It's not hard. It hurts.
Yeah,
it's not hard. I will still
okay,
continue
I will,
to do
we
what
will
I do.
Do protection
That's just who
thing,
I am.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless
the church
you.
Will do.
God bless everybody
Thank
who
you.
Calls tonight. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Hi, it's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Do
you have a specific question
you have
or
for
you just
me?
Want me to look?
No, any message will be appreciative.
Okay.
So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
so much is going on, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I know, huh? It's crazy. That's why I explained about the planet. Okay, the first card is a card of stress, which starts your reading off. But it's in the passing influence line, meaning it will be leaving. You need to be very skillful now and use all the skills that we are spiritual skills. You have a lot of decisions to make and you don't know how to make them. You're undecided about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up in the near future, but you do have a new beginning. So when you're undecided, the Bible says to seek counsel. So, you know, call me on Keen and we'll look at it. Or just, you know, wait till, but they may come up sooner than the next radio show. There is something coming about money, and then there's, I have two men, one from the past and one in the future.
Okay.
So you got some decisions coming up.
Okay.
I have some discontentment over your career. You're not happy at your job?
Well, you know, I switched jobs after 10 years. As you know, I teach individuals with special needs. And, you know, it's been a struggle at my new job. I've been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's been a struggle. Yeah. But, you know, I really want to do my job. I feel like, you know, our kids are being underserved. But there's a new principal. Things are hopefully changing for the better. So, you know, I want to be optimistic. You know, again, it's been 2 months.
Yeah, I see that.
It's been rough.
It's a little rough. It's a little rough, but it is, you know, it is going to change. And you make sure that you need to express some things. You know, we need to speak up sometimes, or nobody's going to
mm-hmm.
do anything. You know,
I do. Yes.
And
I definitely have no problem advocating.
But I do see this burden lifting, and yes. I have a strong guardian angel, Saint Michael, and I think you're going to come to peace with that. And it's got a two around it, which could be 2 weeks, 2 months.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely not not shy about advocating for individuals that can't advocate for themselves. So
you got a lot of stuff coming up. You might have to talk to me.
Okay, definitely. What are your
okay,
hours?
Not wishing it on you. I'm just telling you it's there.
No, thank
I
you.
Know.
What are your hours on Keen?
Okay.
I know you work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Keen, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll get on your waiting list.
And I think the end of May I might be on one night. My daughter's going, when she goes out of town on an overnight trip, I work. And everybody goes, what are you doing on the evening? I goes, because I have a chance.
Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you for calling. Thank you for participating
you so
with
much.
Spiritual Perception. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I never got your... I've got that stuff ready to mail to you. I mailed to the other lady.
Oh, good. Thank you. You still have my address?
I just need your... Send me your email, an address.
Okay. Okay, I will.
You can send it on Keen if you want. It's okay.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
I'll get that package out, and it'll help a lot.
That'll help a lot. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is really stagnant in my life right now, so I wanted to get an overall reading.
Yeah, okay. Well, did you hear the first part of the show about the planets?
Saturn and Venus crossing. I
know everybody's
tired
of hearing that. But, I mean, no, for it's easy, Mercury retrograde. It's something up there in the heavens, you know, it's, like, very frustrating, and we can all be very anxious and just, like, you know, temperamental right now, that Gemini moon and the Venus and Saturn thing. Oh, yeah, we can just be,
well, it,
like,
it just seems like it's one forward, two steps back.
Exactly, and that's mm-hmm. thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You need to have courage, your first card says, and you have a battle that you're dealing with. And but there are some things that you're not aware of, and it has to do with Adonai. Adonai is God behind the scenes. You can't feel him. You don't see him. You feel like he's not talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
The Book of Esther has no mention mm-hmm. of God in it, because that was Adonai working behind the scenes. And what was meant for evil towards her turned around for good. And you're just very tired.
I am.
You're very, very tired, this whole situation. But there is movement. You need to have courage. That's your big, big, big message. And in a week, there's something that changes for good, and it's something that you want.
Okay.
You know, it's been so tough. If the enemy can't directly get to me, he gets to my family members. And I've been using some personal Bible affirmations, like the scripture that I gave in Psalm 145. I would say to that, that God's unlimited power is in my life. You take something out of the scripture, like in the first part of Psalms, it says that God is a shield around us. I'll say that in the morning. And I do these Bible affirmations, and basically when I'm doing a Epsom salt soap and begin my day to remove any bad energy that I might have had a bad dream or something, you know, and then do these affirmations for the day. And I'm noticing that it's changing, and I'm taking the word, God's promises, and I'm making personal affirmations out of them, and it's helping.
Okay. Is this in the area of love or career or both, the changes?
Okay. Well, you're going to end the stagnant period. That's what I'm really getting across today. And you need courage to continue on. That's crossed by courage in this run. The second one is a lover's. And it's in the present line, which means that's going to surface. There's a change in the way he's been thinking. And he's going to move on this.
Okay. Good.
And you are going to be strengthened here in your career. You're going to finally get a position where you feel like, you know, you've got some kind of control, where you're, you know, you know it's stable. You know exactly what you're going to, how many hours you're going to do, and everything. But it looks like that you start out at a lower amount, but then it changes quickly to steady.
Okay.
Full time.
Okay.
It's just they do a trial period.
The trial period. Oh, the probation period? Okay.
Yeah. probation sounds like the law to me. Trial period. And, you know, just a little see that you're all right, you know.
Right.
A lot
of
employers are doing that now. It's a period of time where you show yourself to be who you say you are. But you are headed for security in your career. There is something still to analyze in your love life. I'm not sure what that is. I can look at it in numbers and get it better, probably. Send me both birth dates, and then I'll figure what that is. But you have a new opportunity coming up really, really quickly, and a man, the man that you desire is coming back.
Okay, good. Good. I know we've spoken about that so much in the past. That's good
to
know.
Well, you know, when you have guilt, these are things that drive us, like I talk about shame, okay? And I think he's ashamed of what he did, and he's having trouble facing that, facing you're the one that he, you know, shamed. He did wrong, and he, having to face you is a little difficult, but yet he can't stop thinking about you.
That's
part
good.
Of your delay.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
We'll keep you in prayers, and I will talk to you on Keen.
Okay,
and don't
sure
hesitate.
Will.
You know, if you need something and you don't have the money, just call me, listen to me. Send me an email on Keen, and I'll send you minutes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Daisy?
Yes.
Hi, Daisy. This is Divya.
Hi.
Hi. So I've been listening to your show since the beginning today, and thank you for informing me about it. My question was that in regards to the interview that I told you about. I heard that
mm-hmm.
from the recruiting team at Kirkland, and this lady from the firm wanted to talk to me about my visa situation so she could pass on the information, to their immigration attorney to sort of see whether they can work out a visa option. And based on what they can
mm-hmm.
work out, they'd make me an offer. So I passed on
Praise
all the information.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
This was on Wednesday, but I haven't heard
In your
heard
case,
back
thank you, Buddha,
them.
Too, huh?
So I haven't heard back from them, you know, about whether they were able to, or, you know, whether they're able to work out a visa for me and, you know, about the job offer. So
well,
I wanted to read
still, they're still dealing with it, and but it's command. They've analyzed the way, you know. They have, and we have the card of success, so you will be working this out, and I've got 3 to 6 days, and you're going to be knowing that you're going to be making money, and the end of this silence or dead. I knew things would start today. We have a really good strong Taurus sun, and it's coming in, so a lot of things are going to start happening now, and you're going to be. They're doing this because they feel something good about you, and they desire to they feel that by doing this you'll probably be very, very loyal to them. Well, we are kind of loyal to those people that help us, you know.
Yeah, so you
yeah.
do see them making me an offer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so
yes,
you said 3 to 6 days?
And something in 6 days, yeah. I think it was 3 to 6 or something. Yeah, it's still coming up 6.
Because
so,
it's just been
and,
so
and
long.
They found a way to help you with the things that you need. Fine, you're going to get your wish here, and this is going to be a very stable place for you. Very stable,
okay.
Very successful. I knew you win, huh?
I hope so. I really am saying that you didn't make me the offer. So, because
yeah,
with each passing day,
your financial situation is going to get a lot better.
And in terms of
I saw 2 years, and you really feel, you know, like I said, I was joking with you. I knew you win. 2 years from now, you'll look back on this and go, wow.
And with regards to Johan, I wanted to know if you still saw him going ahead and getting married to Diana.
Well, he's emotional about it. He's probably under these planetary influences, which are making us question everything and then anxious about everything, not sure about nothing. He's not too happy about it at the moment. We need to look at this again because he's coming up on a deadline and he has to make a decision. So I want to look at this again in maybe 6 or 7 days. Okay?
Sure.
Thank you. I'll talk to you on Keen.
Yeah, I'm in queue on Keen, so I'll talk to you there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling and thank you for participating with Spiritual
Thank you
Perception.
For your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, I want to focus here again about those 5 things that forces that drive us. Blame, depression, inferiority complex, rejection, and fear. And let's focus on 1, blame. Blaming ourselves, blaming others, blaming and shaming on people's bodies, which is seems to be a Hollywood trait these days. Blaming everything, finding something to blame about. Criticizing ourselves, criticizing our bodies. Our bodies are human containers, and you have the body that you have because in the here and now it's to teach you some kind of a lesson. That's called body karma. And some of us have more of it than others. And then there are people who focuses on issues, too big, too small, too fat, too thin. And your body feels attacked when you start fad or grueling diets. An inner work within will work better. Meditation and learning to love yourself, your body will respond to love a lot faster than hard discipline. You need to free yourself from body shame. Your body will respond to love. Like I said, accept your body at every age and accept your addictions at a soul level, and you will see them shift. See your body as a soul companion and accept your body and what it teaches you. It has soul lessons to teach you. Jesus said to us, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you." And you must be able to love yourself as is in order to love another person. Om peace in the name of Yeshua. And we need to know that we have to accept the different phases in our life that we go through. It's all a part of your destiny. And we have to not blame ourselves. You know, God loves us when we were in our dark side. God loves us when we're making mistakes, and he continues to love us. So we need to learn to love ourselves. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Hello.
It's been a very long time.
Hi, I can hear you now.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
The first thing I'd like to do is say thank you for the prayers for my brothers, to you and your listeners and your prayer warriors and whoever was that prayed for him. I just want to thank you. Stephen was in the hospital for a total of 22 hours to have a hip replaced, and he has been out of the hospital since early in the month, and he's doing some walking without any assistance.
Oh,
so
isn't that wonderful?
He's doing great. When I got him home on the 6th, we found out our other brother has to have a hip replaced, which will be on Monday this week. So I've been away quite a bit trying to help them, you know, get situated and everything. So I wanted to say, first of all, thank you for all that. It's just my life's been so crazy since Steve's house burned down that it's I feel like I'm living on the road half the time. The other thing is about my special friend we've talked about for years and years and years. A lot of the things that you had told me, you know, were going on. He affirmed those things to me in conversations that we've had and time that we've spent together.
Good.
So I guess the question that's burning in my mind is, so what's going to happen here with my special friend and I?
Okay.
I mean, is this something that's actually going to happen or?
Absolutely. First card is the Nine of Cups, which is a wish fulfillment card, which means getting your heart's desire. Remember I said the wait's going to be worth it. We're almost there. I mean, it's been a long wait, but we're on the end of it. And, you know, this has been an up-and-down thing, and sometimes it was disillusioned with his actions and inactions as well. There was always the fear of him totally abandoning this, you know, and in his thought is like, he is lucky that you haven't, and you've always been there for him. He seems to be able to talk everything over with you, and he seems to be happy with his financial. He has that under control. He feels like he's close to where he wants to be, and so he's relaxing now about having to work so hard. And I think he wants to have a very secure. And your dedication is what has won you out here.
Well, he had spoken to me about a special trip he had liked to take at some point in time. And, mm-hmm. I asked him, I said, well, it's not like you can't afford it. I mean, you're going. And he said, no, I know that's not the issue. He said, I just haven't found the person that I want to take. So do you see him taking me to this tropical paradise that he envisions?
Okay. I think he expected, you didn't respond to that, did you?
I'm sorry?
You didn't respond to that when he said that to you.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. You threw him for a loop. I think he said that for a reason. I think he wanted you to pout and say, aren't you taking me? Or he wanted you to respond, you didn't respond. And men don't realize sometimes that women won't respond. You would know if you wanted to take me, kind of thing.
I would think after 20 years, he'd know me well enough to know whether or not I would be the person that, would be the one that he felt like he would have enough fun with.
He expected you to, say something and you didn't. It kind of threw him for a loop. But he knows now, it's like, did I create discord in her mind? Did I create? But he's going to bring it up again, and yes, he is going to bring it up again. He feels like he failed in his mission. He wanted you to, he had a battle about it. He wanted you to, stick out your lip and say, wasn't it me or something? He wanted you to do something coy.
Okay.
And it didn't work.
I mean, sometimes I feel like that's the reaction he wants from me, but sometimes I don't feel that, I'm like, okay.
I know. But you got a lot of good coming to you. You've been doing a lot for everybody, and it's time for you to have a few rewards yourself.
Well,
they should start now. I showed June being a very good month, too.
I mean,
pleasurable.
Having nice things and nice experiences and, people acknowledging, the things that I kind of do, is always nice. But, it's not why I do them. I do them. It's like my brother said, why would you take all that time and be here with me and run the way that you have to help me? And I'm like, Steve, we're all we got. We're family, Mom and dad are both gone. Our sister doesn't speak to us. It's her choice, not ours. So who else do you have? You don't have a wife. You don't have children. I mean, who else do you have? I feel like it's
I want you to know that good and right things are going to happen in your life, and it could begin today, and it really could because this is the change. And here's another little biblical affirmation I do. It comes from the 23rd Psalm. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You say that, and God's favor is around me like a shield. And this will attract really good stuff to you. It will attract really good stuff.
That was one of my mom's favorite. God's mercy will follow you all the days of your life. That was one of my mom's favorite sayings.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my mother's favorite things from the Bible.
Just believe that, people can fail us and people can misunderstand us. People can hurt us, whether it's intentional or unintentional. But just believe that God wants to give you the desires of your heart. And not just your needs, the desires of your heart. And there is a big change coming for you. Yeah.
I believe that very strongly.
Okay. We'll look forward to it then.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to catch you on King, but like I said, I spend so much time on the road. I don't know if I'm coming or going half the time.
I know,
anymore.
And I'm not on like most people because, my daughter, Selena.
You have special situations, right.
Yeah, she requires a lot of one-on-one attention. She's very fragile, but she's gotten a lot better. She's functioning at her highest now. It took years. People need to realize it. We get over things, but some people that are autistic, it takes forever.
Right, if ever.
Like forever. But then there's the normal people, it takes forever too. So just got to have faith and hang in there.
You guys are still always in our prayers and thoughts. We love you guys.
Thank you.
God bless you, and I'll hope to catch up with you again soon.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
This is Grace. My name is
Grace.
Hi, Grace. Hi. Yeah.
may I know my oldest son, his marriage?
Okay.
You know my case, right?
Mm-hmm. First card is stress and feeling defeated. You know, you feel defeated when things get overwhelming. He feels that he has to make some kind of resolution because there's a baby. You know, babies
mm-hmm.
don't fix anything. They don't. Babies should come into a
mm-hmm.
home where there's true love. And but people use children sometimes, and it's sad that they do. But he's feeling like he has to stay grounded, and he has to be resolved to be a good father and do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
although he's discontented.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels guilty. He feels guilty. He feels caught up in this. That's not a reason for a lasting thing. you need to keep up your prayer work, and you need to know that God, have confidence in the love of God, and have confidence in the fact that He, this is a year typically where dysfunctional relationships are not going to work. That's why
mm-hmm.
we had all this tense stuff, because it's coming forward to work on things that aren't right, and most of the things that we're enduring right now are coming from Saturn. So people, it just won't hold together. Things that are not on a solid foundation will not hold together, child or no child. But he can't make a decision right now. He seems to be mentally caught up that he's responsible, and he needs to
mm-hmm.
be responsible, which is a good trait. I mean, children...
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're innocent. They can't help who their parents are. Although they,
mm-hmm.
in some circles, they believe we pick our parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just keep this in prayer and don't lose faith in it. It will change, and it's just being delayed right now.
So you mean
okay.
it's going to divorce, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not on
about,
a solid foundation, unfortunately.
It's about
it's not.
Yeah.
And
it's about
and
a year
when you,
or sooner.
Let's see. Eight to 10 months.
8 to 10 months from now on.
Mm-hmm. You were close, almost a year. Almost a year.
Yeah. And so then he will move back with me.
And he's going to have this child that he's going to, you know, co-parent. And it's better for a child to be under with one parent if it's under the roof of two parents that aren't getting along or fighting, and where there's not peace and contentment. I don't advocate. But, you know, people make wrong choices. They, you know, and a lot of people think babies fix things, you know. She wants this very badly, and she's happy that this is going to cement it. But, you know, we'll see, okay? And I'll keep everything in prayer.
Yeah, so would you
Thank
mind
you.
To tell me what's the future ahead of me?
Okay.
Hello? Yeah.
Not yes. You need to have courage, and you need to, you know, you feel deeply because you're very attached to your children, and especially your son, and you just knew this wasn't right, that he wasn't listening.
Yeah.
And you have a strong guardian angel around you right now, and you just need to just be at peace and let the angels do their job, okay?
Oh, I see. Yeah, and we appreciate that you mail the CD to me. I listen to every day.
Good. It's good for you. Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How you doing? Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?